We've spoken to Brendan Bolton in our pre-match show. Amit Bains is going to join us shortly, the chief executive of the Western Bulldogs. In fact, he might be with us now. Yes? Is Amit with us? I've got Nathan Jones, Cameron Mooney, Jared Whateley and Anthony Hudson. Amit, good evening.
Evening, gentlemen.
We were just thinking at the start of the program, fork in the road? Is it a fork in the road game at 3-5?
Oh, I think it starts becoming a bit perilous if we lose tonight and go 3-6. So certainly an important game for us.
Does that raise the nerve levels coming in?
Oh, I think it does. I'm a nervous type anyway before any game day, so it's probably a little bit more heightened coming into a game like this and what's on the line. But I know the guys have had a really strong week, and whilst we've got a few players that are missing from last week, it's great to have the captain back and Alex Keith as well.
Amit, Cam Mooney here, mate. How are you going?
Well, thanks, Cam.
Just on Marcus Bontempelli, I know we've talked about where he plays. We know where he plays best. He's an AAA plus grader in the midfield, but you've needed him down forward, obviously, with the loss of Bruce. Do we keep going with that experiment, or is this like, you know what, as Jared said, maybe it's a fork in the road game. Do we just put our main man in the midfield and let him go?
Yeah, I think, again, Cam, it's a good question. I think, you know, it's dependent a bit on the opponent and what we've had available as well. You know, we had Buku come into the team last week after some strong VFL form. He's obviously still pretty raw, but competes really strongly in the air. That, you know, gave us another target against Port Adelaide. So that'll help with getting that balance right. But, yeah, obviously Marcus is, you know, one of the best midfielders, if not the best, when he's up and going. So, you know, it'd be nice to have two of him.
And missing Tim English, obviously, with the hamstring and then now the flu. Obviously, his form this year has been outstanding and from my perspective, probably one of your most important players. How is he, and will he be back next week?
Yeah, no doubt, Nathan. He, you know, has had a tremendous year to date, and that hamstring injury was a bit of a blow, and we're really excited about him coming back. He did a terrific session over the last weekend that, you know, was the final tick-off for a new game ready ahead of training this week, and then, yeah, been laid up by the flu. So, you know, he's still suffering a little bit today, so in terms of next week and beyond, that'll need to be assessed when he's fully healthy and, you know, able to train and get that workload back into him, given he already missed 3 weeks coming into this week.
He probably owes Collingwood one or two, doesn't he, from previous matches too, with Brodie Grundy teaching him a lesson a couple of times?
Yeah, well, that's right. And Brodie obviously injured himself, so, you know, potentially would have been an opportunity. But in the end, it's an opportunity for Jordan Sweet to play. He got his opportunity for, you know, 3-4 games last year during the middle of the season and acquitted himself well. So, you know, fantastic opportunity on a Friday night for him to show his wares.
How do you manage and assess how a team is going when your injury list is so big at the moment?
Yeah, look, I think it's difficult. You know, the size of the injury list is one thing, but I suppose to have missed some of those key planks, and you look at the team that played last week to not have, you know, your full forward, your full-back, ruckman, best midfielder, you know, sometimes it's not the quantity, it's the quality, and that's been a little bit hard. So I think the most important thing internally has been a real keeping of the faith and knowing what we're capable of, and just having to come to games like tonight and just try and get the job done and, you know, see who comes back next week and face that opponent, you know, with the 23 that we take out there. But it has been difficult and challenging at different times, there's no doubt.
And how's Bevo going, Amit? Obviously, the year probably may have not gone to expectation at this point in time through a whole host of reasons, which we've already touched on a couple. But, you know, we saw a little bit of a blow-up of sorts early in the year after the Melbourne game. But how's he coping under the pressures?
Yeah, oh, look, we won't, and you're not asking me to, but we won't go back to that round
one.
But certainly since that time, he's been, you know, he's been faultless, really. And, you know, he put his hand up at the time and acknowledged the wrongdoing in that as we did as a club. And I think his commitment to being better in that realm has been terrific. But the way he is as a person and that ongoing positivity and optimism that he generates within the team, you know, the self-belief that the players carry out on the ground is still very strong, and, you know, that helps coming off the history that we have in the last few years of finals as well.
Alistair Clarkson made the observation last night. So he said, halfway through the third quarter, we all feel like the Bulldogs are going to win the premiership, and maybe you felt that as well. And then not much has to go wrong, and it's just so hard to get back. Do you have some sort of affinity with his observation?
Yeah, oh, look, I don't think any of us thought that we'd won the premiership at that point in time, but certainly felt that we were going really strongly, and, yeah, clearly things unravelled at that point. But knowing how hard it is to get there, clearly the mental load of trying to get back there again after the disappointment of last year is pretty strong. And to have not had some of the continuity that we would have liked has obviously been that extra bit challenging. But we all know that it's really tough and challenging, and that's why we have so much respect for clubs like, you know, Richmond, you know, even Geelong and other teams that have consistently been top four finishing and playing in the last couple of weeks of the season.
Is there any way to measure that? So one of the unanswerable questions being pondered is there scarring or whatever that is? Is there any way to actually measure that internally in real time?
Oh, it was a good qualification at the end, Jared, with the real time. I'm not sure it is in my experience. I think, you know, there are elements that come to light in real time, but it's really the hindsight reflection on the season and different points. And, you know, I think part of the difficulty is understanding, you know, in depth what each individual player or coach or staff member is feeling at any given time that goes to that. But, you know, I can say that the confidence in what we're capable of is still very strong. But going to your opening question, the results need to reflect that now.
I mean, where is Riley West at? I mean, this is it's very hard when you're the son of a legend at a football club, and I think we've seen that he's got a lot of talent, but I guess he's been at the club now a few years but hasn't put together a lot of games. Where's he at? What's happening?
Now, it's a good question. It's terrific that he gets an opportunity tonight as well. He's toiled away, as you've said, in VFL level for a while. I think Riley's best football as a junior was as a midfielder, really tough, uncompromising type of inside midfielder. And obviously at our club, it's a challenge. You know, we look across to our opponents tonight and love Paddy Lipinski and wish him well to an extent tonight, but it's been tough for some of those guys to get regular opportunity. So, you know, Riley's had to reframe his game a bit more as a small forward, half forward, and you know, play well in that type of role to then get the opportunity where the vacancies lie at senior level. So to his credit, you know, he hasn't dropped his guard. He hasn't, you know, sooked, for want of a better word, at any time. He's just kept persisting, and he's a really good teammate. You know, he's very popular. So I know that with his selection this week, the guys are really thrilled for him, and I'm sure he'll give a good account of himself.
As a former list manager, Amit, philosophically, hypothetically, can you have too many midfielders?
I think you need the balance on the field, absolutely. You know, I think if you look at our team, there's, you know, probably a couple of areas where we could use a bit of strengthening that we've, you know, been well documented, particularly with key defenders when injuries have struck. So I think the balance is always important. But I think one of the real qualities of Bevo as a coach throughout his entire tenure is just taking really talented footballers and, you know, getting them to be very versatile in what they do to then, you know, deliver what is the best outcome for the club.
What about Lockie Hunter? I mean, how's everything going there with him? I mean, clearly you're missing him on the ground, but more importantly, how's he going off it?
Yeah, look, Lock's improving a lot day by day. It's obviously been not only this year, but been two or three difficult years for him, which has been well documented. So the club continues to support him. I know that his teammates and key footy staff speak to him and catch up with him regularly. I was in touch with him a few days ago, and his spirits are good. And as you know, the difference between being healthy and happy within yourself from a physical and mental health perspective as a person is still a different threshold to doing it as a professional footballer. So it's just, you know, making sure that he's absolutely right and he's in that frame of mind to come back and then, you know, compete at the level that he wants to and that we want to, because he's an incredibly important part of our setup.
It feels like in what you've got on your list, Amit, there are obvious gaps, and we were theorising before, is the tall forward gap is clear, but it's possible that the answers are already on your list. They're
yes.
just not going to be ready
yes.
for the now. How do you balance up whether you've got it or whether you've got to actually get into the market at the end of the year and add it?
Yeah, it's, you know, it is a live question for us at the moment, obviously with Brucey going down last year and not playing for the bulk of this year, and Jamara's the obvious one who has played, had some really good outings against Sydney, was really impressive and a key contributor in that win, but has obviously struggled since. And Sam Darcy's the other one that you're referencing, Jared, who gets his first game at VFL level this weekend after a really slow considered build up with him. So the interesting thing with him for Dogs fans, he got drafted at 203 centimetres, but a couple of weeks ago clocked in at 207.5. so it's been the growing pains that have slowed him down a bit. So clearly with someone still growing at that rate, we've just been really patient with him. So it's a good question, and we'll continue to assess that. We're hopeful that Josh Bruce returns at least at VFL level, you know, in the next sort of 4 or 5 weeks, which will also give us a better indication of, you know, how quickly he's able to come back to at least playing a really strong contributing role.
Is it those extra centimetres, does it make it harder to be a key forward? Obviously, he can ruck as well, but at that height, boy, does it make much difference?
Oh, I think it does. I mean, one of the, clearly as a father-son, it was a decision that was easy for us to make given how talented he is, but in his draft year, he played key forward, he played a bit of ruck, he played key defender as well, and was likened, obviously got a long, long way to go to get there, but likened a little bit to Harris Andrews in terms of the way he played and the reach and things like that. But those extra centimetres make it a bit more interesting, I think, to play that end of the ground and perhaps as key forward given that height.
I don't have those growth spurts in year five and then just stopped after that.
Still waiting, mate.
I wish I could have a growth spurt.
Are you on the cusp of the Tim English signature?
Yeah, look, things have been really positive between Sam Power and Andrew McDougall, Tim's manager. So we're hopeful that you know, gets finalised and resolved. I think at the moment with Tim being unwell and just focusing on getting back into the team, you know, that's clearly the priority for all of us. But we are hopeful, and, you know, we do have a few players out, but they're all, you know, well-progressed contract negotiations. And I think, you know, in part, that's where the future confidence comes with us from a list management perspective of the depth of talent on our list, even, you know, if we don't have the ability to have them all out there at this point in time.
So with English, do you feel like whatever, if there was ever any danger from the West, that it has passed?
Never say never until you've got a contract ink, Jared. But, yeah, look, we feel pretty confident about it.
Amit, good luck for the night. Sam, thanks for joining us.
Thanks, gentlemen.